You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Nice. Don't drool. Suck all that shit up, bro. Suck it all up. Nice clean blow job. Suck all that shit up, bitch. Go all the way down, faggot. Suck all that shit up. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Attitude Sex Show.
Well, if anyone has a big attitude, it would be
it's
you.
It's Matthew.
You, Mr. I'm a domineering... So guess what happened to me the other day?
What?
So you were being a little snarky about an ad that I made that I asked you about.
Yes.
It was... Yeah. And you... just, and now, it wasn't just you, actually, because I'd kind of had a day of, like, a little bit of pushback on stuff, and then you gave me pushback on that, so I texted you back, and I said, I don't know why y'all are constantly giving me pushback, pigs need to submit, and I accidentally sent that to my clients.
Yeah. See, that's what happens. God will get you when you mess with Ouija.
Yeah.
When you mess with Ouija, you get the horn.
And, of course, all I got back was an, oh. But I did explain that that was meant for you, and he's like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He knows you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whore.
It's big pig.
Anyway,
big pig.
Speaking of submitting, we had
speaking
fun little
of,
audio at the front of
welcome.
The show.
Welcome. And, yes, we hope you enjoyed the audio.
Yes. Fresh from Blue Sky.
Blue Sky delivers yet once again.
Yep. Oh, by the way,
what?
Yeah, go ahead. You were starting, so go
Well,
go
I was
going
to say, I'm just so excited.
Are you?
I am.
Can you just not hide it? Oh, no, you can't.
Because Connor Habib liked my penis pics on Blue Sky.
Oh, no. The
yes.
Connor Habib.
The Connor Habib. And if you don't yes. know who he is, oh, my God, I bet you do. You
oh, my God, how many, like, younger guys right now are, like, all like, is he vintage?
Oh, he is not vintage.
Well, he doesn't really do any anymore.
He does great books. He is a great
writer.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
Hawk Mountain. One day I'm going to get him to not just like my penis, he's actually going to, like, sign my copy of Hawk Mountain. And I hope he does it naked. And I hope he does it while I'm, like, you know, balls deep
well,
inside
of
him.
Have to fly from Ireland over here. To,
and that's fine. I'll do what it takes to get my copy of Hawk Island.
Signed by his penis.
Signed by Connor Habib.
Yes. Actually, I have always loved Connor Habib. And back when he was doing the Daddy films, he was the son in the Daddy films. Daddy goes fishing. Like, Daddy did more than that. He put the worm on the hook, if you know what I mean.
Well, Connor Habib will put your wiener on the hook.
Yes, but...
I took that all back. It's Hawk Mountain, not Island.
Okay, that makes more sense, because I think Hawk Island was like a kid's book.
Well, Hawk Island is the follow-up to Hawk Mountain. So, I'm trying to remember.
What about the adult version, the Hawk-Tua?
Hawk-Tua?
Yeah.
Connor Habib, or if you know Connor Habib, let him know that that needs to be the follow-up. It's a Hawk Mountain.
Hawk-Tua?
Hawk-Tua.
Hawk-Tua Mountain. Yeah. No. Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
But yes, I have liked him for a long, long time. And then when he turned out to be like this kind of intellectual, you know, superstar, I was like, oh my God, you're even hotter.
Yeah, I remember the first time I really saw him was, he had a three-way with, Girth Brooks and your buddy.
No, don't say it. Colby.
Yes. Colby Keller, yes. And he took it like a champ. He was used and abused by these men, and he looked beautiful doing it. So the fact that he actually, like, you know, likes my penis pics on Blue Sky, I'm so happy.
Yes.
I can go happy now.
He probably thinks that you're one of the Irish boys that he gets now.
I know. I'm sure he gets the top notch of the top notch because he's still fucking adorable.
Yeah.
So, hello.
Well, very cool.
And welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the manliest man cunt mangler in all man cuntlandia.
Yay, you did that really well. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, and okay, so that's for another one. Anyway, let's talk about Patreon real quick, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like content, photos, videos, audio, all that stuff.
And?
As well as access to the vintage archive from 2007. Yay!
Oh my god, so vintage.
Well, at this point, vintage. I mean, that's almost 20 years old now.
It's almost as old as me.
God, hope not. Anyway, you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank all of our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons. Tom, William, Justin, and Daniel.
And them.
And the others. Drew, Helena, Tony, and Bob.
Yes. And
thanks to Daddy Clayton for being our most active Patreon this time.
That's true. And, of course, we want to welcome our free patrons as well. And a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us at BGSS. And some of our Blue Sky people have been finding us on BG on over there.
Have they been finding me?
It's really fun, actually. We've been interacting with some
hot
cool
blue
guys.
Sky.
Yes. All right.
Okay, so I got to ask.
Yeah.
How many of our patrons have kind of wandered back to X?
It's a good question. I don't know.
It's kind of a mixed bag, right?
Yeah, I won't go over there after the last time I reset up an account. To look at some of their porn, and I was just so disgusted by everything, I just closed the account again. It's done. Just done.
Done.
Yeah, hey, done. Let's talk about some listener feedback.
Shall we?
Starting with...
Sui?
Let's say Hunter here.
Hunter.
Who wrote in and said...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, hey, Hunter, I texted you back, baby, but I've not heard back. But Hunter left us with his number, and yes.
So, anyway...
Hunter is delicious.
Are you done?
No, I'm never done.
He says, I just wanted to say thank you for the shout on the show a couple weeks ago, and for all the great stuff you guys create and talk about. Y'all made me laugh, and also talk about thoughtful stuff. I'm always sitting there frustrated that I can't be having a conversation with y'all. Anyway, keep it up. And here is a pic or two of me, because it's important to have an ass pic when knowing who you're talking to. It's something I have always said.
You know, yeah. I mean, we've said that forever. And that is one hell of a butt.
I mean, that's just mountable. And then you get scenery on top of it.
I know. He's got incredibly beautiful tattoos. And a beautiful ass.
Oh my god!
And he's your dream country boy.
Yes.
In every way. From the hat to the boots.
Yep. And you know, I like guys in clothes almost as much as I like them out of it.
Matthew likes them in cunt free clothes.
So Hunter, thank you so much for listening and for sending those pics. Oh my goodness!
And your face may be named Hunter, but your ass is called Ass Hunter. I'm Cock Hunter. Oh wait, yeah. I was trying to be
catcher.
Sexy, and I'm not.
Yeah, it's called Trapper.
Trapper.
It's the Trapper Keeper.
And Hunter, you're too young to know what that is, but Trapper Keeper is. We used to have binders in high school.
Yeah, before they have. iPads. And
yeah,
stuff
nowadays
like that,
they don't have iPads going to school.
Yeah.
Which is smart. I mean, it's cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have freaking loved it, except I probably would have lost
it. Plants vs. Zombies is how I would have spent my whole high school career. But
that's funny right there.
I know, you know. That would be funny.
Thank you so much, Hunter, that you really made our our cock twitch.
Yep.
Truly.
Love it.
All right. Brian on Patreon says that Luigi has the perfect body.
I have a perfect body for angular. I have an angular body.
Like if you're an angler, like
going out you like fishing, angling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I have the perfect body. But thank you.
Got the worm.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
I try.
And Billy says, I'm looking forward to your next show. Hope you get lots of hole before then. Love you guys.
I was in Vegas, so I got plenty of hole.
Mm.
Yes.
And, well, let's talk about that. Really? Did you? You want to talk about that? You want to tell us a story?
It's story time with Daddy Luigi.
I went to Vegas for a weekend getaway. And I got to tell you, Vegas is horrifyingly expensive.
Wait, emphasis on the whore?
Horrifyingly expensive. So, it used to be when you went to like any place in Nevada, you know, I mean, everything was cheap because they're trying to get you in to gamble.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, they'd be like, hey, cheap drinks, you know, hey, cheap food, you know, hey, cheap entertainment. Mm. Not anymore, though. Jeez Louise. Let me tell you, Vegas is not cheap no more. Mm-hmm. So, everything was like minimum like $80. If you want to breathe on it, look at it, except the men. The men were cheap. But everything else is expensive. But the men were cheap. Anywho. But I digress. So I went to the Haunted Museum. That was fun.
Mm.
And the fun thing is so if you ever go to Zach, I slaughter his last name because, you know, it's
Baggins.
Well, but it's not like Bilbo Baggins.
Because that's what I always think.
I know. When you were saying it,
I'm like, oh, anyways, it's run by a hobbit.
Zach's Haunted Museum. Mm. Let's not say his last name because then it's
okay.
Yeah, it hurts my brain to try to say it the other
Just
way.
Just look up Zach's Haunted Museum.
Exactly. So, I mean, and it's well worth it to go. It's 3 hours of your time. All the spooky shit, loved it. They had a couple of rooms that were serial killers, and they're like accoutrements, you know, they're torture devices, literal things that he literally bought. Like, so, I mean, there's like some of the literal torture items were in those rooms.
Oh, the energy. Ugh.
I know. So, yeah, so you'd walk into these places and feel gross. Yeah, there was definitely a gross. The basic paranormal stuff was fun. Oogie. Beautifully well curated, beautifully well done. All kinds of weird curios and curiosities and strange things from different times.
Like the old Ripley's?
Yeah, it was very much that. And then they have like just some of the weirdest ass, like, statuary, creepy, you know, clowns, creepy taxidermy, you know, just really strange stuff. So,
yeah.
And then they'd have all the fun stories attached to, you know, most of the items. But, yeah, when you get in, the Haunted Museum, I get it, you know, those items probably were very, very haunted, you know, given that they were instruments of torture on people. But yeah, it got a little funny in certain spots. But the rest of it was awesome.
Mm.
And I had the fortunate thing in my little pack, because they bring you in packs of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So in my pack of 10, there was like two of the hottest dads and, you know, their families. And they were very, very sweet, very nice. Both just, oh, smoking hot. But they had a couple little moments where they kind of freaked out, you know. You know, and it was lovely to see them kind of, you know, be a 10-year-old kid instead of, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's times when you got to, like, crawl through, like, a dark hole space.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I was right behind your daddy.
Stuck and in a rabbit's hole.
I kept ramming my face into his butt. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry, because you can't see in here.
Yeah.
But he didn't understand I was doing it on purpose. No, but...
Creeper.
I know. He's like, God, why'd your finger in my asshole? He's like, I'm in pants.
You know, it'd be more like, oh, why is your finger in my asshole?
Uh-huh. But yeah, so that was fun. And then a lot of hanging around, doing oddball stuff around the hotels. Beautiful room. everything was just so overpriced, though. You know, luckily I got the room on, you know, miles points. Mm-hmm. And I flew there on my flight miles. So, and that whole port was cheap. So luckily the biggest expense was cheap.
That's great. Now tell us what we want to know.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah. And so, so there was all kinds of like, comings and goings, mm-hmm. and, hoings, and, it was a good time. It was a good time. And, excuse me, I got hiccups. Mm-hmm. And, ended up going to the wrong bathhouse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was a classier, fun bathhouse that I went to years and years ago, mm-hmm. pre-COVID. And I was very excited to go to that. Apparently, I got the name wrong, because I ended up at the other one. And so I was there, and I was flying out Monday, but it was way late Monday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, the place is open, you know, on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So Monday, you know, late morning, early afternoon. I'm like, maybe it's like industry, you know what I mean? Maybe industry's there, you know? Mm-hmm. Which it did turn out it was the people that I was screwing around with were all, you know, worked in the casino industry, right?
Right.
Because what else is there in Vegas, you know?
Right.
So I went in and God, I hate these stories are hard to relate because you're trying to like word it right where you don't seem like a narcissistic asshole.
Basically, you were the hottest one there.
Well, for a little bit. And then some hot ones showed up. Mm-hmm. And this whole gaggle of, like, you know, like five Latino guys. I was like, what the fuck, you know? Mm. And they showed up. And guys, if you're ever, like, you know, not having a great time at a bathhouse, do this. Find the courage within yourself to pop yourself down in the movie room or whatever. Throw your towel back. Start jacking off. I guarantee you, you'll have, you know, a whole herd of people around you in no time flat.
Well, he will.
Well, I guarantee you probably would, you know, for most people. Because they're like, hey, because people that are in a bathhouse wandering around forever are like, you know, want some entertainment. Mm-hmm. So, and the entertainer in me said, you know what, fuck this. You know, I'm tired of wandering around trying to like catch looks or whatnot. How about I just sit back? They had a good porno on, and they had an amazing porno room. That was pretty cool.
And you were all like, you let out the call, Ouija is in the building, and then
well, the funny thing is so the place was so vacant when I first got there,
yeah,
that it was reminiscent of a horror movie.
Oh,
because the place was so goddamn dark. Mm. It was like you barely see, you know, 10 feet in front of you. It was that dark. And
I don't like that.
I know. I was like, and they had all these like weird like mannequin torsos, which they were trying to be sexy and kind of cute and like, I don't know, maybe like 30, 40 years ago. You know, very 80s-y, you know?
Yeah.
But it just didn't work anymore. It was just like kind of like...
After you've already been to the Haunted Museum.
I know. And after, yeah, 2 days after the Haunted Museum, I'm still like, you know, looking at horror, you know, I'm seeing horror in everything I turn around.
Right.
And, you know, they make you sign things at the Haunted Museum saying, you know, if things follow you home, it's not their fault. You were warned, you know? And, So anyway, so I'm already like, you know, walking through this other haunted house, which is known as a bathhouse, you know, because they really are places of like sadness, but, and they can be places of fun too, right?
Right.
And so, so I'm walking through and all of a sudden this giant, this big, muscly Creole, the guy walked up and I was like, yeah, I'm always fascinated when I see somebody with bright blue eyes and they're a little darker. I'm like, what is that? And good looking guy. He looked very Latino, but I was like, blue eye. Your eyes are like ice blue. He's like, yeah, thanks for noticing, bitch. You know, and, you know, like, you know, this person's never heard that like a million times.
Yeah, like from everyone they meet, right?
And but he was like, you know, he's like, oh, but you're hot. And so we started kind of, you know, groping on each other and whatnot. And, so anyways, he's like, hey, you got a room? I'm like, yeah, I got a room. He's like, let's go back to it. And
it'd be a great line. You'd be like, oh, you have ice blue, you have blue eyes. And he'd probably be like, yeah, they match my balls. I'm going to suck now.
Okay.
And moving then, on.
So anyways, but yeah, so, well, I should probably, you know, preface it with, so this guy was blowing me on this couch. And this guy, we'll just call him Creel, you know?
Okay.
So Creel walks in, and he shoves this big old fucking fat-ass fucking guy in my face. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? I'm like, oh, he wants me to suck it. Okay. So I'm like trying to like down this thing, and this thing is so big. Mm-hmm. And luckily, he's not like a super rock hard. But it was so big that it, my whole mouth felt like it was being filled up.
You know what I mean? And it was, you know, Ouija has...
I have a ginormous fucking mouth.
He does.
It's huge.
Not just on the show.
Yeah. And so so when he's shoving it in, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, and he's shoving it in, and I'm like, it keeps going. I'm like, so it is no longer just... And my whole mouth is like one giant cock. You know what I mean? It's just... It's one ginormous cock warmer. He is going all the way down my throat.
Ooh.
And I am not prepared for stuff like that. I am not the best cocksucker. I will say that I can suck dick for a minute. I can do it for a little bit. But if you start shoving it down my throat, I'm going to gag. I'm a gagger.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I'm not
usually... Gag on
used,
it.
I'm not used to, like, sucking dick. But this guy was, like, not having no for an answer. So I was like, oh, hey, yeah. Hey, Daddy. You know, and he was. He was in his 60s, but his body was off the hook. You know? He was one of those 60-year-olds. You're like, what the fuck? You're 60 years old?
Yeah.
You know, and you look at him, you're like... Sure, not like 40-something, you know?
Right.
But no, he's in really amazing shape. And maybe it's the Creole, you know? Maybe it's that cooking. But yeah, he had beautiful pecs, furry ass chest, a booty that wouldn't stop. And, excuse me. And he's like, can I fuck you? And I'm like, oh. I was like, I didn't really come here to get fucked. Because that's not usually my plan when I'm out and about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can bottom, and I do bottom here and there. But it's usually with, like, you know, if I know somebody's coming at me that, you know, wants to go that way, I mean, I'm always food grade back there. So you can always, you know, give me a good eating. But I'm not always, like, ready for a ginormous, like, 9-inch, you know, pylon to be driven up my butthole. So I was like, you know, let me check things real quick. So I went and checked things. And came back, and I was like, all right, you know. And so he starts fucking me, and I'm like, I think I seriously was about to pass out. I was like, this is too much. And he kind of stops halfway, and he's like, hey, can you help me out? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, remember I told you I don't kiss? I'm like, yeah. And which some people don't.
Right.
Some people, that's a very intimate thing, and they want to do that with a partner or a potential partner. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't really think about that in the bathhouse. I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, I'm not there thinking I'm going to, like, you know, fall in love with anybody.
Or, yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's going to get romantic, you know? I mean, although I have known some of the best couples who met at bathhouses. So don't write it off, guys. Don't write it off. He's like, well, I just want you to know that I'm not gay. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm kind of bisexual. I'm like, okay. And at this point, I'm like, okay, where is this going? You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Is your dick saying dick?
And so he says, well, what you're going to do for me here, and I hope you're still cool after this, but I was molested when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh. And which is instant, like, my dick goes, meow, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this gets weird. And he's like, but what I really need is I need you to fuck me. I'm like, oh, well, I'm built for that. And he's like, I need you to fuck me like it was done to me when I was.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
okay. No, I understand, yeah, but,
and so
wow.
So I was like, I don't know if I can emulate. I don't know where you're coming. You know? I'm like, but how about I, you know, fuck you. Let me know faster, slower, you know, kinder.
Yeah.
Rougher. So I start fucking him, you know, and which is not hard because this guy had a body of a god, a Greek god, and he looked like a Greek god. That's why I was kind of like funny about the blue eyes. I was like, you know, you got to be some kind of Mediterranean, but he's Creole. So, so I start going to town on his ass, and he squirts so goddamn hard and so goddamn fast. And I mean, it slapped me in the face.
Probably the dick too.
Well, yeah, almost, because that was one big ass penis. And And he's one of those ones, too, with the, you know, sure, the shaft is ginormous, uh-huh. but the fucking head is like mushroom, you know?
Oh, and I like mushroom heads.
Everybody loves a mushroom head, yeah. mushroom tip.
Lick the tip.
Yeah, so he squirted all up in my face. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, and the funny thing is, I'm fucking with his legs on my, with his ankles uh-huh. on my shoulder, you know? And he still hit me. And so I finished off in him, and that was that. And then after that, I went and fucked, you know, several more guys.
Wow.
And yeah, it was good.
Hmm. Well, it sounds fun, a little creepy there, but, you know, yeah. Some people need to deal with it their own way.
Absolutely. Hey. So it was very odd that he felt that he needed to let me know. I mean, he honestly could have just said, hey.
Can you fuck me?
Yeah,
and then had whatever he needed to do in his own head and not traumatize you with it, too.
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. And after I was done, I was like, I had to sit there for a while in my little shitty. You know how anybody that's been to a bathhouse knows that the rooms you get are horrible.
Yeah.
This one was ginormous though. It was like, I would say about like this much of your bedroom. So like, you know, 2/3 of your bedroom.
About, oh wow, really?
Yeah, so 2/3 of a standard bedroom.
So probably about 15 by 10.
It's like 12 by 10, but okay. Still usually a bathhouse.
That's actually a really
like
good
something the size
size
of your bed.
Yeah.
It would be like half the size of your bed, and that'd be the walkway. The other
it is a full size bed.
Yeah. So it's it was pretty ample, and but no, I mean, it was amazing. Joseph, I hope you're doing well. But
now we know.
Yeah. So then there was like a whole host of other guys, and it was kind of weird.
Because
then it kind of like had a wave of Latino guys.
Uh-huh.
And then as I was leaving, there was a wave of Russian guys.
Oh.
I was like, is there like certain times that certain people show up?
Well, probably whatever planes get in from wherever they come, you know.
Yeah, some of the Russian guys were hot. So I was like, oh, hey. And I asked about the other bathhouse.
Was one
like,
named Vlad.
Vlad. Vladimir.
You've been Vladimir'd.
Smear the Vladimir all over your face. But, yeah, so it was quite something. It was quite an ordeal. The guys were hot and very fun, and some of them did not speak English. So,
did you want to do the cautionary tale about using current photos?
Well, and then there was another experience while I was there. And this guy was hitting me up, and he's like, hey, you know. I really want to play with you. I want to get naked with you.
Was it Fat Albert?
Hey. That's funny. And only a quarter.
And
maybe ten cents.
What is gay Fat Albert say? Hey, girl. God, that joke is so old.
Well, that it doesn't track well anymore because you know, personally,
most people don't know who Fat Albert is anymore. Oh yeah. I don't want to. Yeah.
You know, speaking of,
yeah.
So this guy hits me up, and he is fucking hot. His pics are fucking off the hook. He looks like something straight out of a cult magazine. Sexy as fuck. I was like, what the hell? And he did show a couple of little older pictures. I was like, okay, maybe the same period, you know? But a little bit more gray. And I was like, okay. And so he shows up. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? I'm like, I don't.
Are you room service?
I was like, because I looked at him, I was like, and I felt kind of bad because I was like, should I know this guy? But I was like waiting on this guy too, this other guy, you know, I turned out to be him, you know? And I was like, he wasn't unattractive.
Right.
He still looked good, but he was nowhere near what the pictures he was putting out there. So I was like, okay. And I was like, I was very horny. So I was like, I was so horny that I was like,
Was that your first fuck of the weekend?
Yeah. Excuse me, folks. So I've been like a little bit of dry throat.
Doesn't sound like it.
So
anyway.
But, it's probably like an STD. I'm kidding. No. What happened is right before I went to Vegas, I had a couple of days of illness right before. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to cancel my trip. But it's like the day of, I felt so much better. Mm. But what happened is while I was there...
You use DoxyPep. Oh, go ahead.
Well, sorry. Yeah, you always use DoxyPep. You're going to have a weekend like that. You better be doing it. But no, what happened is... So while I was there, the weird cold I had kind of morphed itself into the lungs. You know what I mean? So now I'm like dealing with like weird lung stuff still.
You just sound like you're coughing up cum.
I know. I'm always like, oh my God, it's an STI now.
Yeah. It's making a lot of noise.
Oh, is it? That's so sad. I was going to get a beverage. Mm. So, sorry, folks. anyway, but yeah, so he... we ended up playing. Luckily, he squirted like immediately. He's like, "Oh my god, I haven't been with a guy like blah 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 blah." You know? And he just like squirts it instantly. I'm like, "Okay, good." He's like, "Do you want to come?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm cool."
You know? Saved it for the Russian.
I know. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm waiting for like more action." He's like, "Oh, you're that kind of guy, huh?" And I'm like, "Oh sure, yeah, I'm that kind
of
guy."
Well, I am now, sir.
So, but yeah, I mean, it was a good time. It was. I've never really traveled alone. I mean, I've gone to the coast alone. I've done, like, Guerneville weekends, which, unless you know California, Guerneville is, it's kind of like San Francisco's gay resort town.
Of course!
It is. It's San Francisco's gay resort town, which is up in the Redwoods. And usually San Franciscans, you know, usually the gay San Franciscans go up there. It's where, I mean, Harvey Milk and a lot of famous people.
Oh, who is the bear god that was so... hot when we went there for our weekend? And he was super popular in the bear community, and like everybody just loved him, and there was tons of porn that circulated on him, and it turned out like he only really did like a handful of videos. Do you remember what his name was? I'll have to figure it out for another show. We can talk about him, Jack or something like that.
Yeah, so anyways, I'll go to Guerneville for a weekend or two, you know, two nights. Kelso?
Yeah, that's it. Steve Kelso. Yeah. He was, when we went there the first time, oh my God, he was like the shit, and I got to see him like from a distance. He's still numbing from a distance. Anyway.
From a distance, he doesn't look like he's 5'9".
No.
But when you get up to him, he's 5'9".
He is a smart,
exceptionally gorgeous. I mean, he is a god.
I love pocket gays.
He's a pocket god.
I love pocket gays. I love string beans.
You know, I love them. You know why? Because when I stick my dick in him, my dick looks that much bigger.
Well, yeah, plus...
It's like those fun size guys videos, you know, when these, like, average Joes are fucking him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at that daddy's got a huge dick. But you don't realize that the kid is like, you know, well, the young man. Of age man.
Yes.
There's no, oh, God. Austin Wolf
in
here.
I just kind of hate that we're in this weird thing, in this weird timeline
society. Oh, I know.
We feel like we have to quantify everything because you can't turn on the news without hearing this shit. And and it's a trigger for me because it's kind of, it's creepy.
Right,
I don't want to hear all this.
Yes. And it's not cute. And I know. And so when we use boy or guy you know.
So, I mean, like the fun size guy stuff was oh, that's a curiosity. And then now it's like.
Card them.
Yeah,
card
it's
them.
Like, oh, yeah. It's too creepy to watch now.
Well, and actually, so funny thing is my ex-husband is a complete dipshit. And I hope he's listening, but he's not.
He's not.
No, he's such a narcissist. He completely forgot about me ever doing the show. Anywho, but he went on this tirade with me about like the whole how he's over the whole daddy son stuff.
Oh, well.
And I kind of, you know what? We kind of have exhausted that genre.
Yeah. No, honestly, it really has. It's like, you know,
it went from being fun, sexy, taboo.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, everybody's doing it.
Because I would follow those accounts and be like, oh, okay, you know, stepdad's being creepy. Oh, that's kind of hot, I guess.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like, you know, let's just do the cheating on boyfriend thing or something. Because I'm kind of over
the cuck stuff.
Hearing all cuck that it. Shit.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny though. But I do remember when it first came out though. Mm. And I remember when there was real father son, and everybody's like, no, it can't be real.
And it's like, no, it's not.
It's not.
But yeah.
No, and the best part about
it. Well, that's the thing, is that they would advertise it as real father son. Well, it was in that that guy's really someone's son, and that guy's really someone's father, but they're not each other's.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they would be able to advertise that without it being, like, fake
or bad claims or something. Because someone's porn, you're like, okay, so the dad was 10 when he had the son?
Yeah, it's like, no, sir, that doesn't add up.
Two sexy wolves that are just, like, maybe 10 years apart, and I'm like, that's not right.
Right, that's when you got to go for the cousins or something.
Yeah, I know, I kind of wish they'd bring back the cousin porn. that was precursor to the father-son stuff, was the cousin-uncle kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Cousin-uncle scenario, and then, I mean, because nobody would even think about it. And there was a long period where it was, like, cousin-uncle.
Uh-huh.
And they would never get near the dad brother.
Right. Just be like an older guy.
And then brother kind of came onto the thing and kind of broke open the dam.
Brother should do it.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, Mr. Ramsey.
Yep. Oh, God. That's great. If you are in the mood for looking up a classic porn film, Brother Should Do It is a great classic vintage porn film.
And Cousins Should Do It.
And
was a good, decent one.
And the reason why Brothers Should Do It did so well is because you had the King brothers. So the King brothers, which is John King and J.W. King. Mm. Now, there are two guys that were not related. But if you look at them and you look at their body style and you look at their face and look at their facial hair, they are spitting image of like brothers, you know, brothers that, you know, follow a family resemblance. Like my brother and I, we didn't follow family. My brother looked like my mom's side and I look like my dad's side.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any kind of, like, you know, relational immediate. People know it by the way we moved and the way we talked, and people knew it by certain, like, maybe our hair pattern or whatnot, but that was it.
Yeah, so, y'all didn't match.
J.W. King and John King look crazy, crazy similar.
Right.
Excuse me.
But back to our main point is just use recent photos.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can use recent photos. And if you love, you know, a picture of yourself so very much, like 20 years ago, make it your last photo. You know what I mean? I mean, I do see people that do that. I see people that do recent photo, recent photo, recent photo, and then they have, like, a fun, like, classic photo.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's sexy, you know?
Yeah.
And you get the feeling that you know that they're, you know.
Right. We have a couple local guys here that used to be, like, super fucking hot back, like, in the 90s.
Didn't just used to be. They still are.
Well, they still are in a different way now, but, you know. We look at them now, we're like, oh, they're community members, we know who they are. And then we see a vintage picture of them that they put up, and we're like, damn,
we realize that you look like
that. Uh-huh. Right, you know.
Twist those titties.
And you're like, you know what, I might have to grandfather you in just for, just for that. But, yeah. Yep. No,
so
just
use recent photos.
Yeah, it's just.
And here's the thing, is don't set yourself up for rejection.
Right.
Because easily I could have been like with this guy, I've been like, what? You are not your pictures.
Right.
You know, see you, sir, you know. And yeah, so I mean, and here's the other, like, kind of, I will say this. If you do not put your age on your profile, be prepared for whatever you get from that person.
Right.
Because, I mean, people, I'm not saying that people are necessarily ageism, but people have a sexual preference.
I have a short story about that, yeah. So we were at the bar celebrating the anniversary of one of my clients, or one of the places where I work.
And one of the people, one of the community agencies.
And so this guy, tall, decent looking, I mean, I was attracted to him, and he started, like, kind of chatting me up. And it was like, I'm a little dumb.
Teapot.
That too. But I'm a little dumb sometimes when it comes to that. But he was, like, just kept talking to me, and not in, like, the, you know, the standard, you know, like, oh, I'm just a guy talking to you type of way. So, anyway, and then he pulls this whole, you know, oh, well, you know, you wouldn't, he does some joke that I totally got. And he's like, well, you wouldn't understand that because you're probably, you're only about half my age. And I'm thinking, not much, you're like 100-something. And I'm like, he's probably like 60. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm 67. He did not look 67. But I was like, and I told him that. I said, I don't know if it's even appropriate to say this anymore, but you don't look 67 at all. Mm. And he's like, oh, yeah, but now, you know, you're half my age. And he said it again. And I was like, actually, I'll be 55 soon. And he was like, wow, you don't look your age either. And then our other friend said something to me, and I answered him. And when I turned back, the guy was gone. And I'm like, oh. Well, I guess the whole half your age thing was like your fetish or something, because as soon as I said my real age, you were gone.
Yep.
So, yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm not going to fuck another
geezer. I ruined his fantasy, but you know what? That's okay, because
fantasy.
He needs to accept me for me.
Yeah. No, that's my superpower lately. So when I put on a hat, everybody's like, oh my God, how old are you?
Yeah.
I'm like, guess. Guess.
And then you take your hat off and they're like,
they're like, oh, 75.
Use your reason picture.
exactly. No, but no. Hats always take, like, you know, good 15 years off me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hairline.
You should use two, sweetie.
Oh, good on dunch.
All right. Well, I think we're about ready to close this show out, but. Let's give some good advice, including, hey, let's tell people to go check this Blue Sky profile out. A little recommendation. It's the Scruffy Texan, and he is
Scruffy Texan. You will love this man. I don't know how you feel about Texas, but you will love Texas because it has this man in it.
Well,
he is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So, Pitzer is Poppers. He has an OnlyFans. No PPV.
Pay-per-view.
Oh.
You know, some people
I like that. I like that. Yeah.
They're like, okay, you either pay a flat fee and you get everything.
Right. Or you buy the videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, for $30, you can see me fucking in a shower. It's like,
Yeah,
like, I can go to the gym and watch somebody shower.
So he's got real raw content and all DMs answered on paid platforms. And have some friends that we know. Actually, we have a lot of friends that we know that follow this guy. Good for you guys. Anyway, God, he's fucking hot. He just is so yummy. All right. So, yeah. Oh, you can check him out on Blue Sky at thatscruffytexan.bluesky.social. And, we got that. Hey, don't forget to beat your meat, the Desert Heat. Check out the latest issue, Desert Heat Magazine, downloading your free copy at desertheatmag.com. I saw the cover of the current one. Oh, fuck, it's hot.
Hotness. Yes.
And don't forget to check out the hottest sex on Blue Sky at Ryan Landers XXX and at Randy Morgan X.
More gangs. Yeah. More gangs.
And, of course, check the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Kate, Smashwords, Amazon, all those good places. And
our buddies at Bader Bomb.
Yes.
Hello.
I need to get some descented Bader Bomb.
Descented soon. Bader Bomb. Hey, very folks. Soon. Well, yeah, try the regular scented, which is beautiful. And
it is. It's very beautiful, but I...
Matthew is very sensitive.
I am sensitive, but I like the scent of it, but I'm currently going through something where I can, like, smell everything.
I know. I walked in, he's like, yeah, I could smell you, nasty pussy.
Oh, my God. Okay. First off, that's so wrong.
It's from a horror movie. So Glenn Close.
I know.
The phrasing is not that. The phrasing is
that's
horrible.
Why it's
but
horrible,
if you ever want, like, a good laugh, just look up Glenn Close. You know, I can smell your ..
No.
It's terrible. Because if you see the horror movie, then you'd understand the understanding behind it.
It's really,
but it's so bizarre. Yeah, it's just such a weird thing for her to do
stuff
it.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So anyway, definitely
check out Bader Bomb.
Yeah,
try them. You'll love them.
You will. It's really great. And then don't forget to, where are we? There we are. Okay, let's just go on to send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
Find all our links at allmylinks.com/Matt, M-A-T-T, Ouija, W-E-E-G-I-E.
And don't forget to join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS. And just note that we are changing some more stuff now that we can up at Patreon. And some of our higher levels will
have a few more
very fun incentives. So, all right.
We're incentivizing.
That's true.
My privatizing of my genitalia.
Somebody needs to. Anyway, it's almost time for the pumpkin fucker to come out.
Pumpkin fucker!
Alright, we love you, and we'll catch you soon. Bye!
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.